Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we were learning that some things in our lives may not be evil in and of themselves, but if we let them interfere with our service for the Lord, they become evil. Let's continue with that thought today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We're reminded in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize? So run that ye may obtain. Now every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now let me just stop there in verse 25 of 1 Corinthians 9 and say this about the word temperate. Temperate is doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. It's not doing what you're not supposed to do, okay? So temperate is a two-edged sword. Doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, and not doing what you're not supposed to do. So every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, and not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, friend, weights are things which are not necessarily evil in and of themselves. For example, they may be things like sports, investments, hobbies, politics. And the point is that they may not be evil in and of themselves. Let's just take golf. Now, I'm not a golfer, so I can use this very comfortably. I'm not a golfer. But a guy that gets a putter in his hand and hits the ball and tries to knock it in a hole, he practices that, and he hits it 25, 30 times. Now, is there anything wrong with him practicing the putt? No, there's nothing evil in and of itself of the guy practicing putting. None whatever. However, his mind gets so involved with his golf, it so occupies that it keeps him from knowing and pursuing the will of God in his life. Now, we are being encouraged as to do the right things in order to win the race. And so a lot of times, it's just the fact that that thing takes so much time. Revival meeting is going on in your church. It's fall. And maybe your favorite college football team is playing a night game. And you have to make a choice. Now, is the football game evil in and of itself? Some would say so because of all the physical contact in it. But essentially, what really becomes evil is when that becomes more important to us, that we would stay home and watch it. Now, on the other hand, there are those that will go to church, but boy, they record that game because they want to see it when they get home, and that's fine. But if it's the other way around, they wouldn't say, well, look, I want to record the church so I can watch that service when I get home. And the reason they don't do that is because it doesn't have that level of importance to them. And I'm just saying that the weights can be sports, it can be hobbies, it can be a number of things that occupy our mind and our free time. And because it occupies that, we won't involve ourselves in ministry to which God would have us to be involved. Sometimes there's a ministry that you don't even know you're called into that ministry in your church. You have no idea that you should be involved in it, but it's because you have dedicated so much time to a thing that seems like a good thing. Like it's all right. It's not immoral. It's not moral. It's just amoral. It's just something that has nothing to do with morality at all. Good or bad, it's just amoral. But you're involved in it, and it keeps you from doing God's first will in your life. It's become a weight. But then he had, and the sin which does so easily beset us. Now, some say that speaks of the sin of unbelief. But really, when you look at this passage, it's not really that specific. It's just not that specific. He just says, and the sin which does so easily beset us in verse 1. Now, sometimes people like to guess and say, it's this, it's that. And in this case, some say, well, it's the sin of unbelief. But it's not that specific. I think it's a mistake to try to assign a particular sin to it. As a matter of fact, we each have a propensity toward a specific sin that trips us up. For one guy, it may be the sin of smoking. Another, it may be the sin of gossiping. And still another, it might be the sin of anger, a quick temper. And there are many more things that hinders you from winning the race. And your sin that so easily besets you doesn't really bother me. I don't have a problem with it. But I may have sins with which you would have no problem. And so, again, we have that battle. Each of us have a battle, and we want to stay in there and fight the good fight of faith and not give in to the weights and the sin that can so easily beset us. By the way, winning the race is not about you doing a better job than other Christians. It's not as if you're in a competition with other Christians. Rather, it's the fact that God has a course for your life. And there is a day in which our life ends. It is men as the Apostle Paul who finish the course that lay up the crown. The admonition is to not be encumbered by any weight or sin that would prevent you from obtaining an incorruptible crown. And so verse 1 goes on and says, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, I know I've spent a couple days already in this first verse, but I think it's good to lay this foundation. You have a race to run. God has already laid out the track. He's got a plan for your life already. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. In other words, if you're saved, God has a specific will for your life. And he's already ordained stuff that he wants you to do within his will. I believe that there are going to be many at the judgment seat of Christ. They're going to find out they were called to maybe a mission field, maybe to drive a bus at church, to start a bus ministry, to teach a Sunday school class, and a host of other things that people may have been called to do. And they didn't know it. You say, is that their fault? Oh, yes. If you'll seek the Lord while he may be found, you'll find him. And the problem is, they're not seeking with their whole heart. If they won't seek the Lord's will with their whole heart, it's quite likely they won't do the will of God with their whole heart. Now, the rules of the Christian race include, we're to abstain from all appearance of evil. Secondly, we are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Number three, we come out from the world and be separated unto God. Separation is not just about being separated from worldly things. Separation is even more so about being separated unto God. Now, don't get me wrong. We are to be separated from worldliness, fleshliness, sin, but we're to be separated unto God. And that's just as important. Number four, we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And it's the weights and sin that hinder us from obtaining these goals. Now, I've asked you many times to please write down on pencil and paper the notes that you receive from this. And really, I think that the rules of the Christian race, these four things should be written down somewhere. And so I would encourage you to go to our website and re-listen to this particular broadcast, or just listen one more time as I say a little more quickly. The rules of the Christian race include, we're to abstain from all appearance of evil, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Secondly, we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Number three, we're to come out from the world and be separated unto God. And number four, we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And it's those weights and sins that hinder us from obtaining this goal. Now, we are to run with patience. In other words, be passive about the way being hard when you find that all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Be passive. In other words, just accept it. That's part of it. Don't fight against it by fashioning yourselves to the former passions, to the former life, to the way you used to live, that the world might accept you. That's why you have so much rock music, dancing, and then just a disrespect in the house of God, because that's the way they do it at the nightclubs. That's the way they do it at the concerts. And so why not just simply do it in God's house too? We'll just say some nice words about God as we go along, and then maybe people won't look down on us. You need to understand, you're not to fashion yourself to the things of this world. It makes God mad. As far as God's concerned, you're lukewarm and you're on the other side. He spews you out of his mouth. Now, our best encouragement for the race is to look unto Jesus. Now, if we have that active persistence in doing that which is right, every one of us who are saved will either hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Or, if you don't have that act of persistence, you'll hear, "Saved so as by fire." So we want to encourage you, and that's what the Lord's trying to do here. The Spirit of God, through the pen of, I believe, the Apostle Paul, is trying to encourage you for the race. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation. For